Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Drex on KGO 810.
By now, you've heard that a judge has decided that Led Zeppelin did not, in fact, plagiarize a song by the 70s rock band Spirit. But who do you call when you think a song has infringed on your rights? You call us, the legal firm of Verse, Chorus, and Bridge. We're on the front lines of a number of music industry lawsuits. For example, we filed a class action suit against the Grateful Dead, accusing them of being less than grateful and, except for Jerry Garcia, less than dead. The members of Pink Floyd are also facing litigation since no member of the band is either Pink or named Floyd. What's more, we're examining more songs in the Led Zeppelin catalog for questionable content. At present, we've discovered that the song Kashmir does not reference The Fabric once, that Over the Hills and Far Away is a direct copy of Over the River and Through the Woods to Grandmother's House We Go, and that Donald Trump wants to build a wall around the master tapes of the Immigrant Song. So the next time you think to yourself, Kanye West's music ought to be against the law, call us, because it just might be.
And they're so Brexit, they're so Drexit, they were out of here. Robert Plant had nothing to say. TMZ was in his face as he was going to LAX, and he just was not having any of it. By the way, the plaintiff's lawyer was not satisfied. He said, they won on a technicality. We proved they had access to the music, Led Zeppelin, but the jury never heard the music. So the jury's sitting there basically with blinders on. The plaintiff had to rely on sheet music. Can you imagine? Because that's the only thing that's registered with the U.S. Copyright Office. So they had people come in and play what they were looking at on the sheet music with a guitar and piano, and apparently that did not impress the jury. The chord progressions in the studio version do sound very similar, but experts have also said that other songs have used chords dating back centuries. And, by the way, I have one of those examples, in case you missed this. This goes back to the 1600s, and this is a composer named Giovanni Battista Granata. Take a listen. It's the same thing. And so, if anybody should be having a lawsuit, it should be Mr. Granata.
Right. He's rolling in his grave right now.
He should be suing Spirit for Taurus and then Led Zeppelin, too. Okay. Yeah. But that sounds like the same thing to me. So, there it is. Speaking of things like this, kind of fun to talk about, there's an evil new app that will text your friends Game of Thrones spoilers.
Oh,
this is so much fun.
Way to lose a friend.
Yeah, last month we talked about the woman who got revenge on her cheating by sending him Game of Thrones spoilers every week. and so, now you'll love this. Of course, somebody came up with an app for this.
That's
now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and they developed this app and will help you spoil the show. And here's the best thing about the app. You'll never get busted with it. The app is called Spoiled. Okay. And it actually is inspired by that woman with the cheating ex. Here's how it works. You pay 99 cents to download the app, and then you can plug in the phone numbers of the people you want to harass with Game of Thrones spoilers. Then, whenever something spoiler-worthy happens, the service will send an anonymous text message to those people so they won't know it's from you. And they'll also tweet you their angry responses.
Being passive-aggressive just got so much more easy.
I love this. I think I got to. I'm going to download it this weekend. I'm going to go through my contacts.
Be prepared to receive some yourself.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's available now, so if you're really that cruel, you could use it for this Sunday season finale.
Oh, you wouldn't do that, would you?
No, I probably wouldn't. But the spoilers will keep coming for a full season, although there might be a way to stop them. If you have a change of heart, it's not clear if they have a way for the victim to block them, but I don't know.
Game of Phones.
Game of Phones. Well done, Valerie.
Why, thank you.
There was a story. Yes, the average Uber driver. I want to talk about Uber for a second. So some people say you can make pretty good money driving for Uber in your spare time, like $20 or $30 an hour, or maybe even more. Well, they're saying that this is a myth. I got this story from BuzzFeed. A new study found the average Uber driver makes less than $13.25 an hour. You might take home more than that, but once you pay for the gas and standard car repair, stuff like that, you only net $13.25. Now, of course, they're factoring in all those things. And it can be a lot lower depending on the city that you work in, too. The study found that the average Uber driver in Detroit only makes $8.77 an hour when you factor all those other things in. So I don't know how they're factoring all that stuff, but nonetheless.
Why you're not in tech.
That's right. But I have to tell you, one of the things that's very interesting that's going on is Austin, Texas gave them the boot. You know?
They don't have any more?
No.
They kicked out Uber and Lyft?
Yes, they did. And I don't know. They have some lame service that they said is really bad that they're allowing to do, but it's the app's really bad. I don't know. I don't have it in front of me. But it, so here's
like
how the story goes.
Car?
No. I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
I might have it here.
Horseback?
Horseback.
It's called horseback.
Back in the day, it was. Because back in the day when I was there, there was only 6th Street, and that was it. And you could walk across and have a lot of fun. Stay at the Driscoll. I mean, yeah.
Oh, hey. Yeah, tour guides.
Yeah.
Move over, Rick Steves. We got somebody else.
Back in the day, in the 90s. Okay. Well, and anyway, so here's what's happening. Since they kicked them out of town, DUIs have skyrocketed in the city of Austin. And it only makes sense.
I wonder if it's all the former Uber and Lyft drivers driving around drunk because they don't have a job anymore. They're going to drinking.
Somebody's going to drinking. No, I just think that it makes so much sense. I mean, we're really spoiled here in the Bay. When you go to really rural places in America, because I tried this when I went home in Pennsylvania, there was like one car in the whole county.
And that, the horse and buggy just to get to the
that's
bar.
That's pretty much it, yes.
It's the Amish lift.
Amish, yes.
It's called
Amish lift, yes. Can you get arrested for DUI on a horse?
Yes.
Yes, you can.
On a unicycle?
Yeah. No. The horse and buggy people, well, first of all, they're not supposed to drink. But that doesn't mean they don't. I had Amish friends when I was a kid.
Do they do donuts in the buggies?
Well, they do the they have this thing called Rumschwagen.
Springer.
Yeah, and that's
all. Pennsylvania Dutch who are listening right now can call in with the. You don't have a radio, so never mind.
I am, but it's been so. I've been running around the country for so many decades now. But
yes. They've got a window of time where they can just let it fly.
Either you're in or you're out. It's just like Brexit. Drexit. And I chose Drexit. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so either you remain Amish or you don't.
But I thought they have a 2-year period to figure that out, and then you can come back or not.
Right.
Or you're shunned.
And then that's right. Then you will be shunned. And when you're out, you're out.
Have you ever been shunned?
I'm not Amish.
No, but people.
But I hung out with people.
You know what? We tried.
I don't know what happened with those kids. Yeah.
A group of friends and I at a former place I worked decided we were all going to shun our mail carrier because he came in and was talking about how he was stepping out on his wife. And my boss said, when he comes in, we're going to shun him. And we did.
That's what they do.
We didn't talk to him. And he did not like it. Oh, he felt it. We shunned him. It was very effective.
I think it's probably impossible now for them to get. I don't know how they get by because they got it. I would think they're cheating with the cell phones and smartphones.
Well, the clause I've heard is like, for example, they have a Greyhound bus station in one community, and they said, well, how can you condone that? And they said, well, anything that brings together brotherhood, or a sense, you know, the brotherliness or whatever you call it. Mm-hmm. Well, that would be one way. So that was okay.
So anyway, back to the story here to wrap up the story. The Uber and the Lyft thing is a great, great idea just for the DUI purpose itself.
Oh, yes.
If you think about how many lives they've saved because people are not out drinking and driving.
Risking it.
Right. And I think what's
happening. And it's hard to find a cabin in this city.
Oh, yeah. This is not a great cabin. I love the cabbies, but
if there was not a need for more options, it would not have been so successful.
I have to tell you. So I think that when you look at the experiment that has gone sour in the city of Austin, it's really a tell about how important these ride-sharing services can be and how they can actually service the community in a great manner. Because they went down when they were there, and now they're gone, and the DUIs have gone up.
There you go.
Yeah. It makes perfect sense to us because we're here, and of course, we can get, in two minutes, we can get a car.
I mean, well, I wonder what the levels were pre-Lyft and Uber, if they're about the same as that.
Well, they're studying this extensively. And by the way, now Chicago's giving them a hard time.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, Chicago is a hardcore cab city.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Got some unions.
Yes.
Got some money.
There's a lot. You can always hail a cab in Chicago. You know, so there's some push. We'll see what happens. Okay, but anyway, I'm down with these guys right now because I tell you, I see these numbers and them analyzing this data, and it's a tell. It's a powerful one too.
Well, what do you suppose they'll help and they'll do now? They aren't going to bring it back, but
oh, they will. They're going to have to
so?
Cave. Eventually, they'll cave.
Okay.
They'll give in. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. With a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
KGO. To the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show. On KGO 810.
Will Forte and Jason Sudeikis with Fallon.
Who's that?
It's REO Speedwagon.
But who's doing the vocals there?
Oh, Jason Sudeikis. And Will Forte. But we were just talking during the break there, and I don't know. I agree with Karen Reed, our engineer. I did not watch any of the I watched the beginning of Kimmel. But I have to say, I was glued to CNN last night. How can you not love on Christine Amanpour? I mean, she—
Total
she,
pro.
Home run. And I was A-B-ing that with Fox, and Fox just, they blew it. I don't know why
they
did not go to
Sky. Well,
sometimes
it's not about the shaved legs. It's not always about
Christine was
the perfect blonde hair.
She was live from London. It was it was 6 o'clock in the morning, and it was fantastic.
Oh, I kind of wish I could have seen it. I was asleep.
David Cameron came out and resigned, you know.
That's big.
Yeah, it was unbelievable to watch live from over here on this side of the pond. So, in light of Brexit and Drexit, look out for Texit. That's right. Calls for Texas independence.
Oh, I love it.
Yes. Are surging in the wake of the Brexit Drexit. After the residents of the UK voted today to leave the European Union, the movement for an independent Texas may be gaining serious momentum.
Go.
With thousands of online calling for Texit. You know, I really wish I forgot I had this story. And I should have ran this by Daniel Mayer, who was the CEO of Data Analytics, the expert system enterprise, because he was talking about their barometer watching Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They came up with just looking at the data, that the outcome was 67.5% to leave.
I didn't realize that high.
It was that high, yeah. And so they knew before anybody.
Yeah, it was a surprise to everybody else.
And then the incredible thing was the buyer's remorse that I think the people of the UK, this morning they woke up because the biggest Google searches were, what is the EU? What is Brexit?
How can people, I vote?
Right.
How do I weigh in on this?
It's a little now late now, happened. People. Right.
So, ew, hold on. Blimey.
We all think that everybody needs to know or does know everything about politics, because if you're listening to this station or you listen to KGO or other talk stations, you know what's going on, or you're watching CNN or Fox. But
not everybody's in.
Not everybody.
Sound.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. People have busy lives.
And a lot of people ignore politics. So anyway, this largest group that's looking for secession in the state of Texas with this nationalist movement, they've been promoting its own version of Brexit. It's called Texit over the past several weeks. And so since social media became and was used in a big kind of way with Brexit, we'll see what happens with Texit.
Hmm.
I don't think they ever would, but.
Well, I don't know. I was just looking at my Facebook feed. One of the comics I love in San Francisco, he's one of the smartest comics that there is. Smartest guys and funniest guys, Matt Gubser. He said, which state should we get rid of to make room for England? If we drop Texas and Florida, we can go back to putting facts in textbooks. I'm like, Gubser again.
Texas made Texas. But there's no flex it.
No,
there's not going to be any flex it. There's no chance. Those people don't want it. They never
want to take a little bit off the bottom.
They never go on
anywhere. And then we get, you know, the England.
That's wishful thinking.
It is.
Valerie, it really is. Here's a fun thing. So there's this guy in Rhode Island named Dylan Arnold. He went out to eat the other night, and his server wrote the word fatty on the receipt. When the owner found out, he fired the server, who happened to be his son. And this is Dylan Arnold on finding out the server who wrote fatty on his on his meal receipt.
I was signing my slip. I didn't really pay attention to it yet. And I just happened to read it, and I seen it in the corner. I was just like, wow, my heart just, like, dropped. He offered me a gift card, and I just would rather not even go there. It's just so embarrassing. People are going to be like that. Keep going on with life. It's not really worth stressing the little things.
And then the owner, Tony Ambrosio, apologized for what his son wrote on that customer receipt. Fatty.
I want to apologize to you, Dylan. From the bottom of my heart, I apologize. That's not the type of person that I am, my employees are, or my child. That's not me. That's not what I teach my children. Employees or my kids, I make them all accountable.
And he canned his own son. We'll see how long that lasts.
Mm. Mm.
By the way, thinking of things that are fattening, I love me some Girl Scout cookies, Thin Mints. And now Pillsbury is getting in on the action. You can actually buy Girl Scout cookie baking mixes now.
Oh, that's kind of smart. If you look at how they're branding and marketing it. You don't want to wait all year? Okay, you can try it.
And by the way, it does benefit the Girl Scouts of the USA. So you can buy Girl Scouts Thin Mints flavored brownie mix, Thin Mints flavored cupcake mix, caramel and coconut flowered blondie mix, and Girl Scout caramel and coconut flavored cupcake mix.
Can you buy Girl Scout flavored cake mix?
No.
With real Girl Scouts in it?
No.
No?
Maybe somewhere in the city, but not. It's Pride Weekend, maybe.
Yeah,
don't give anybody any ideas.
No.
Since it's
no
Pride
ideas.
Weekend.
No All ideas.
Right. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. We'll continue with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. But first, with a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Ticketmaster is settling a class action lawsuit for overcharging customers. And as part of the settlement, they're giving out $5 million in free concert tickets, obviously minus the $3.5 million processing fee. And here's the thing, okay? Anyone is eligible if they use Ticketmaster between 1999 and 2013. So you're included whether you saw Smash Mouth at their prime at the Staples Center or just a few years later in a parking lot of the Staples. So somebody once told me I like Smash Mouth. I love Smash Mouth.
Not so much Ticketmaster. Yeah, right on.
So what they're doing is giving out free tickets to other concerts as part of the settlement. Sounds great, right? But here's the catch. Ticketmaster just unveiled the list of available concerts, and it's a who's who of definitely not the Who. Some of the concerts they're offering in New York City include a Black Sabbath cover band, a Rolling Stones cover band, and a Guns N' Roses cover band. What gives, Ticketmaster? If I want to see a lame Guns N' Roses cover band, I'll go see Guns N' Roses.
Axl Rose is just not having those memes anymore, man. He's pissed. Those fat memes.
Oh, is he getting big?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he was trying to get them all removed from the internet. Now, I don't know how you go about that.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck with that, right?
It's a lot to hide from the internet.
Yeah. It's just, and the thing is, he broke his leg. He must have really broke his leg because it seems like he's been in that cast for a hell of a long time.
Did get and, big. He's wide.
Well, yes, because he's been in that cast forever. And then him fronting for AC/DC, it's just, I don't know. It's just not. It's not.
It doesn't work.
No, I don't think it's
the same. It's not the same rock and roll as it used to be.
Hey, let's talk about the new purple drink Dave Chappelle did.
I want some grape drink, baby. It's purple. I want that purple stuff.
Well, this is the new Starbucks secret menu item. So I'm telling you now, because you won't see it on the menu, it is now the purple drink. So let's see here. Not to be confused with, who used it? Might kill Lil Wayne. Yeah, the purple drink, which is illegal. That's the cough syrup and the codeine. You don't want that.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the drink, not the drink. So you can check it out. It is a mix of passion iced tea, coconut or soy milk, vanilla syrup, and blackberries. It'll run you around $5. But it's not on the menu. You'll have to ask for the purple drink. Okay, this is fun. So President Obama called the Cavs to congratulate them on their big win, all right? So he had to tell Tyronn Lue to make sure his players put their shirts back on. because they've all been going shirtless.
Oh, I see.
All right, man.
Okay.
Congratulations again.
All right, thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President.
Tell JR and everybody to put on a shirt, though.
Okay, I will. I definitely will.
You can't be just walking around without a shirt for the last week.
Okay, I definitely will.
A whole week. Now Shumpert's taking off his shirt.
Yeah.
Reed's taking off his shirt. Come on, man. But I guess if you built like that, you know.
Yeah, I guess if you're in decent shape, you can do it.
That's it. All right. Take care now.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Put some clothes on.
That's true. I'm looking at some pictures, and they've got beautiful bodies, though. Don't have to put on a shirt around me. That's just fine. I mean, they got their tattoos are all sleeved and everything, but yeah, it's, at some point you want to get dressed again. He's probably right. He's just worried about them catching a cold.
I don't think so. It's Pride Week. Keep them off.
That's
Pride
true.
Weekend in the city.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here, let's run this by Valerie Branch here. So women are still stuck doing most of the work around the house, it seems. You would think over the past few decades, men would have upgraded their effort from literally
not so
going
much
to nothing to pitching in. But apparently, we've still got a long way to go. New survey found out that the average woman does what she does around the house every week. Let's take a look here. She cleans the house 3 times a week.
Oh, shh, don't tell my mom.
No, she doesn't.
No, she's like, 1.5 is great.
She cooks up to 1 hour a day, but secretly hates it.
True.
That's my mother. My mother loves to cook, though.
I love to cook when I have time. Oh, okay. My gosh, when I have time, it's really a pleasure.
I like this one. She secretly likes vacuuming. I've heard that before. What is up with that?
Something satisfying. It's something satisfying about, it's meditative, you see things getting done. It's just, it's when the belt breaks on the vacuum and then you gotta take it
sucks.
Down the store.
Right,
you gotta
right. I know how to fix that, actually.
Come on over.
Yeah.
Cleaning day.
She spends up to 5 hours a week doing laundry.
That's not surprising.
That's not happening in my house. I have to do my own.
Oh, that's right. I like this.
Yeah.
Yes.
We each do our own laundry.
Yeah.
She changes the sheets at least once every 2 weeks. That's probably right. She only really scrubs the toilets before people are coming over.
That's pretty true.
I'm stuck with that one.
I bet your toilets are clean. That's all I'm saying.
I get yelled at. Yeah. She hates letting the dog on the bed, but is okay with it being on the couch. No, that's not true.
Animals always everywhere.
Yep.
Always okay in our house.
Yep. And finally, she doesn't fully trust her husband to do anything.
No.
Well, then there's that.
There's a reason for that.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I have a great story about Anthony Hopkins. He's pissed and he wants everybody to know that he went total fangirl on Breaking Bad. So a few years ago, Anthony Hopkins binged watched all six seasons of Breaking Bad in just 2 weeks, like a lot of us did, right? And he loved it so much, he sent Bryan Cranston a gushy letter and he went totally fangirl on him.
Ah.
So, but afterward, Bryan's co-star, Stephen Michael Quezada, does that sound right? Posted it on Facebook and it went viral. And Anthony Hopkins is still pissed to this day about the whole thing. He just said this week, he said, look, I wrote him, but I didn't expect it to go viral. Bryan must have told somebody about the letter and showed it to him, and someone, some stupid guy, put it up on the internet, and now I didn't ask for that. But that's what happens today. You can't open your mouth before it goes on the internet or whatever. You have Twitter or Facebook. I keep my mouth shut from now on. I don't write people letters anymore.
Well, he's going to show all of us.
Yeah, right.
Poor chap. I wonder if he's going to be doing any acting. He's a very good actor.
He regrets all of the sequels to Hannibal.
Yes, they're regrettable. I can see why.
Right.
It didn't really need a sequel or a prequel or another bad guy or another. It was just
the
perfect.
Silence of the Lambs was
alone.
Just perfect.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't think he should have any regrets. I mean, you know, look at, we were just talking about Will Smith earlier with Tim Sica. He regrets Wild Wild West. And I think a lot of movie stars, my God, you got to think that Mother's Day debacle, everybody that was just in that Mother's Day movie, which Tim Sica over Mother's Day called that the worst movie ever, was just filled with stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was just a paycheck.
It's not like that's what defined Will Smith's career, though, so he shouldn't have to worry about it. I mean, yeah, you can have regrets over roles. I mean, Jamie Lee Curtis and what was it, Leprechaun or Halloween or whatever, which is just starting out, but it was a paycheck.
Right, and they all do it.
Yeah.
Do you like Rob Thomas, Matchbox 20?
I do.
You do. Well, check
that
this out.
That one song that maybe is overplayed, but I like him.
I don't, has he had an independent hit for a while?
Not for a while.
Not for a while. Okay, so maybe this is what Ticketmaster is doing. So
they're giving everybody Rob Thomas tickets?
Yeah, you can go see Rob Thomas or something, or Nickelback or
something
like that.
Oh, no, not Nickelback.
So here's the full story. Rob Thomas with Matchbox 20 is touring with the Counting Crows this summer, and he's offering something new at his shows. Fans who purchase the special VIP package will have the opportunity to sing karaoke with a hologram of Rob, and you'll be able to record your performance and you can share it on social media, but you'll be paying $500 to $1,000 more per ticket so that you can fake sing with a fake Rob Thomas.
$500 to $1,000 more per ticket?
Well, to be fair, there is a meet and greet with Rob too, but it's unclear what that entails.
Oh, please.
There's a lot of cash to part with, but at the same time, I mean, it's the technology is still very expensive. So
yeah, but who wants? Oh, I think that's a terrible deal. I don't know.
Not even so
I mean, think of the greatest singer ever. Now think of getting to sing with their hologram,
like Frank Sinatra.
Okay, that I can see people doing.
Yeah.
Although the meet and greet after is a little hard to do because he's dead.
But the hologram. I don't know if I'd pay $1,000, but here's
no.
why.
We are going to be a part of a VIP hologram experience for fans. They're going to be able to come and actually do kind of like a futuristic karaoke.
Fans are going to get to see their own hologram live next to his hologram and even sing a song with him.
Oh my God,
Rob
bam.
Thomas is always on the cutting edge of technology. He really prides himself on being the first. And so it really made sense to do this for his tour. And it's the first ever interactive hologram selfie.
Is that
experience.
A rectum? I can't even. It's on the cutting edge. I can't even. Oh my throne.
Now, this goes by quick, so listen carefully. Christopher Darden was on The View yesterday talking about his new book in the O.J. Simpson murder trial. And he said he believes O.J. has already confessed to the murders and even did it during the trial. Take a listen.
Yeah, we heard that he confessed during the trial. We heard that he confessed to Rosie Grier during the trial.
Hmm.
And who's Rosie Grier again?
Football player.
Hmm. Oh, there he is. But he didn't confess in a court of law under oath.
No, apparently not.
Well, then it doesn't really count.
Well, you know, I heard somebody talking about it today, and they made that whole reference, and it was, I don't know, it was on some news magazine or something. But they said, well, that's why he got so much time in Nevada for the robbery and the stick-up for his memorabilia. No. That was a make-good. Yeah, well, it is what it is. That was a get-even.
Oh, whatever.
I know, but
he did it to himself.
Right. All right, we're going to be back with the more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. Don't go away. But first, with a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
KGO 810. Damn.
Night in a big city, and it's Pride weekend in San Francisco, and what a wonderful weekend it's going to be. And remember, if you come downtown, you cannot bring anything larger bag-wise than 18 by 18 inches. And there will be metal detectors, and anything that you shouldn't have, you shouldn't have. They will take it away or not let you in. So you have been warned. No bags over 18 by 18 inches. You are encouraged not to bring them, period. Okay, so don't. But
leave your baggage at home.
Yes, leave your baggage at home. All right, a couple things here. So, speaking of Pride, this is great news. So, Prudential Financial Incorporated did a survey of the LGBT community, and they found that there are fewer single and far more married people than just 4 years ago. While the drumbeat of coast-to-coast legalization was undoubtedly the driving force, the speed of the nationwide sprint to the altar has actually been remarkable. Listen to this. Overall, 30% of the LGBT respondents said they were married. That's up from 8% in 2012. That's more than triple.
That's so 30%. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is. That's amazing.
That's a lot
that's
of wedding cake
incredible.
That was sold yeah. for all those bakers out there that are like, not in my bakery. That was a lot of profit margin they didn't make.
Our money's green, too.
That's right. The pink dollar. Don't underestimate the power.
That's it. That was quite surprising, and it's going a lot faster than everybody kind of predicted, according to the Prudential's chief executive of individual life insurance policies, which, of course, they sell them.
Yep, they would
know. They'll take your money.
Sure.
So good for them. And Prudential also did an analysis. They also found that the percentage of the LGBT respondents with children has jumped from since 2012, also from 23% to 36% for lesbians and from 7% to 15% for gay men.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's a lot of business going on.
Right on.
That's awesome. Okay. Would you rather go to the dentist or wear a bathing suit? Or tonight, just wear nothing
if
you're downtown San Francisco.
Don't make me wear a bathing suit at the dentist. That would not be happy for anyone. I know. There's not enough Novocaine to go around.
Planet Fitness did this survey. So which one? 33% picked the dentist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The survey also found 46% of people don't feel confident about their body, but 76% realize they're more critical of how they look than anybody else. And if you're wondering why so many people are insecure about how they look, maybe this is it. Another survey found 60% of Americans have tried to eat healthy and exercise this year, but something knocked them off track. Yeah, it's like it's a pain in the ass and it sucks.
Like I have to get out of bed and get in my car.
Right, no.
Like I passed the donut shop on the way to the curves.
And this is a good one for tonight, Friday night. This is from Superdrug.
Superdrug?
Superdrug.
Is that a new superhero?
I guess. New survey found the top five fears of men and women have that they have when it comes, during sex. So come on, guys. Let's take a look here. The top five things women are afraid of during sex are catching an STD, the guy finding their naked body unattractive, the guy not wanting to wear protection.
Yeah.
An accidental pregnancy, yes.
Big fear.
And the guy seeing their stretch marks or cellulite.
Ugh, please.
The top five thing. I don't think guys care.
If they can't find that trail to happiness that is that landmark of stretch marks, then they're missing out. You got to just, you ride that all the way into home base. That's right.
That's it, yes. The top five things that men are afraid of, catching an STD, we have that in common, right?
Okay.
The woman not being satisfied.
That they should be worried about that. Yay, they're worried about that, yes.
An accidental pregnancy.
If they're worried about them getting pregnant, then we got to talk about the birds and bees.
Finishing too quickly.
Oh, I love they worried about this. This is wonderful.
That is nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
And not looking attractive when they're naked.
Okay. Hey, we know what light switches are for.
So guys are, guys are now vain too, I'll say. Okay, good. Some other things that both men and women have to worry about, things are like getting awkward after they get it on, or an embarrassing bodily function, or their body hair being a turnoff.
Drex, do you think the hair on my back is a bad thing? Should I be shaving my shoulders?
It's all mine. I have like a patch and I can't reach it. I can't reach it. It's just really weird.
They have those extending things for shavers. I've seen them in Target.
And I don't care that much. I used to care. I don't give a damn anymore. I really don't. And we'll wrap it with that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a great Pride weekend. Go San Francisco and hang on. The John Bachelor Show is next. Have a great weekend. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. And via con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty señoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and via. And grab my guitar and play. The 4 days flew by like a drunk Friday night as the song I drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friend. My bartender, she's from the islands. Her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar. And I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and bye. Pesos then way. Adios and via con Dios. A long way from GA. Hey boss, do me a favor and pass me the Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play.